بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are at the end of سورة المطففين, chapter 83. And Allah عز وجل tells us in ayah number 29 how the disbelievers and also the wrongdoers used to treat the believers and the pious. So Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ. Verily, the sinful used to laugh at those who believed. And Allah Azza wa Jal used the term, the description, the sinful, which mainly refers to the disbelievers. But it means literally those who have done crimes, the wrongdoers, the transgressors, the sinful. It all falls under this description. الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا. So Allah is telling us that watch out. Not only the disbelievers, but also those who claim to be Muslims will share the same punishment due to sharing the same description and the same actions. And Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that they used to laugh, they used to ridicule and make fun of those who believe. Allah says, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. And whenever they passed by them, used to wink one another. So when the believers passed by, they used to do, look at them, wink, and make fun by gesture. Not only by words, but also by gesture. And that is why it is prohibited in Islam to mimic or to imitate a Muslim to make others laugh. And once you look into the Quran and Sunnah, and see how the Prophet ﷺ and his companions lived, and you compare this to our lives today, you will see that there's a big difference. The Prophet ﷺ said, وَيْلٌ, woe to those who talk to people and lie so they can make them laugh. Woe to them, woe to them. Look at the stand-up comedies among the Muslims. And this is pathetic. They're making people laugh for money. And they lie and lie and lie. And the worst type of them are those who make fun of their religion. So some of the Muslims would criticize their own religion and their own people so that they make the disbelievers laugh and have fun. And they claim that we're doing this as a form of da'wah. What kind of da'wah are you calling them to? Are you calling them to the Quran and Sunnah by ridiculing your own religion and your own people? It is money. Come on, don't play around. Call a spade a spade. Are you doing what you're doing to be famous? Maybe they'll take you to Hollywood. Maybe you'll be contributing in a movie or something. But it is not for Allah, because Allah does not approve of what you do. Ask any scholar of Islam. So, the disbelievers, the criminals, the wrongdoers, the sinful, used to wink whenever they pass by Muslims or when the Muslims pass them by. Allah says, وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمُ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. And these sinful, when they returned to their own people, they would return jesting. They have everything. In their houses, in their lives. Allah had made it easy for them. So why are they mocking the Muslims? Why are they mocking the believers? And this is not only in Islam. This is found in all religions. The sinful ones, always make fun of those who are committed to their religion, whether the religion is right or wrong. This is the norm. Allah says, وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ. And when they saw them, when the sinful saw the believers, they say, verily, these have indeed gone astray. Subhanallah. The measurements are upside down. What is right is wrong, and what is wrong is right. So, the measurements are different. Everything that was right years ago, now it's wrong. And this is similar to how Allah Azza wa Jal described the hypocrites. In Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, in the very beginning, Allah speaks about the believers and the disbelievers in a number of verses. But then moves on to speak about the hypocrites in like 12, 13 or 14 verses. Much longer than both parties. Why? Because the dangers of the hypocrites are far greater than the dangers of the disbelievers. And in one of the verses, Allah tells us, and when the hypocrites are addressed by saying to them, do not spread corruption in the earth, they would say, we're not spreading corruption on earth. We are the reformers. And Allah says, by Allah, they are the ones spreading the corruption, but they do not feel it. They do not know it. And likewise, these sinners, these wrongdoers, وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ. When they saw them, when they saw the believers, they said, verily, these have indeed gone astray. Subhanallah. The believers have gone astray. This is exactly what's happening today. If you go to the West, the civilization that believes that it is the ultimate and that no one can reach where it had reached, a civilization that the people think that they have conquered the world, and by Allah, they have not conquered anything, not even their bodies. A small virus could make them die in an instant. Yet, if you go there, you will find them ridiculing the Muslims, making fun of them. Their talk shows make fun of the hijab of women, make fun of the beards of the Muslims, make fun of how they prostrate and bow in prayer. Make fun of the way they talk, the way they walk, the way they live. Why is this? Because they realize and know that the Muslims are better than them. That they have what it takes to go to paradise. While these people have only this life to live and then it's hell forever. If you go to the Muslim world, to the Arab countries, you will find the hypocrites who are controlling everything. They're controlling the media, they're controlling the countries, they're controlling the finance, they are controlling every single thing you find. And I'm not going to go into the conspiracy theory, the Freemasons, this or that, no. But when you analyze what they do, their ID card says, religion, Muslim. But their actions say, sinners, criminals, wrongdoers, those who transgress. If you look at the media, the filth in Arabia is being published and produced and widely spread by so-called Muslims. And they have nothing relating to Islam. If you look at the finance, the way they promote riba, interest or usury, it has nothing to relate to Islam. And at the end of the day, they make fun of the Muslims, of the believers. Day and night, terrorists, terrorists, those who have a beard are extremists, they're fundamentalists, they're fanatic. Subhanallah. Are you Muslim? Do you read the Quran and the Sunnah? And they twist things. So they change everything and the perception of people. They try to convince people that this is extremism. Okay, let's compare apple to apple. What we do, compare it to what the Prophet ﷺ used to do and how he lived. Are you saying that the Prophet is an extremist? Oh, no, 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 we don't say that. So, this is exactly what we're doing. We're following his sunnah. Yet, they try to convince one another, and they try to convince the public at large that these people have gone astray. Allah says, وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ. And Allah tells us that, but they had not been sent as guardians or watchers over them. This is not your job. You were not sent to observe and to be a guardian over the believers. Care for yourself. Look at what you're doing, because eventually you will be held accountable. We have a break. Stay tuned. And inshallah, we'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, ayah number 33, Allah says, وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ. That these disbelievers had not been sent as guardians or watchers over them. That is, over the believers. It's not your job. Don't supervise them. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has shown them the way. And Allah has guided them. So you should not ridicule or criticize them while you are still in your disbelief and indulged in your sins. And if you insist on doing this, and if you insist on not believing and not doing righteous deeds, if you insist on committing sins and being wrongful to yourself and to your Lord, well, you will be punished on the Day of Judgment, and you will be thrown into hell. But things will change, and the tables will be flipped. It will be turned over you. Allah says, فَالْيَوْمْ. Today. What day? Today? Now? No. On the Day of Judgment. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. But this day, that is the Day of Judgment, the Day of Resurrection, those who believe will laugh at the disbelievers. Laugh your heads off. Now, but wallahi, by Allah, we will laugh on the Day of Judgment. We will be patient. We will tolerate. It's only a few hours, few days, few months, few years. And when we will die, we will see the truth. And you will see the truth as well. So Allah is warning the disbelievers, be careful. Because on the Day of Judgment, the tables will be turned over. It is exactly like other verses where Allah says, if you mock us, the believers are saying to the disbelievers, if you mock us, if you make fun of us, we will make fun of you. Not now, but on the Day of Judgment. And unfortunately, people don't realize. There is rust on their hearts. They're blinded by the light. They cannot see the truth. But step back and ponder and reflect over the nations before you. Where are the kings? Where are the presidents? Where is their glory and fame? Where is their wealth and power and might? All gone down the drain. They are in their graves, decomposed, turned probably into dust. And the only thing that accompanies them in their graves are their deeds, whether good or bad. So now, mashallah, you're wealthy, you're healthy, you have the world in your hands. All of this is going to be taken away from you without any say for you in it. Once it comes, game over, you're dead. What would remain with you in your grave? Your satellite channels, the movies you produced, the film industry, the music and songs you used to listen to, your sins that you have brought forward, how many times you shouted at your mother or your father's face, how many times you cheated, you lied, you abused, you misbehaved. Everything would be there. So, these disbelievers, they have to believe and understand that there will come a day when they will pay. So if you laugh at the believers now, rest assured, we will laugh on the day of judgment. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. But this day, those who believe will laugh at the disbelievers. And not only that, it would be like watching a movie, but it is way, way better than that. Because Allah says, عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. On high beds or couches, looking again. What are they looking at? Looking at the people being tormented in hell. One would say, ah, this is horrible. How could they enjoy such a thing? Well, look at you. Don't you enjoy watching a matador killing a poor bull for doing nothing, torturing him in this way? Don't you enjoy watching people fighting and boxing and hitting one another and injuring one another and maybe killing one another, and you pay money for that? People wrestling and breaking bones, the MMA, mixed martial arts, and how people are tortured and beaten in an uncivilized way, yet you pay money and you watch it, and it's a sport, they call it. And thousands of years ago, in the Colosseums, when they would throw gladiators with lions and with others and killing themselves, and everybody is cheering and happy and enjoying it, and nobody says anything. Well, in paradise, it's part of the delight, because they suffered on earth. They suffered at the hands of the disbelievers. So the reward they will get is to see those who tortured them being punished for their acts. And those in hell will regret and will feel deep remorse for what they had done when they see that these people whom they used to make fun of are now having fun themselves in paradise. And Allah Azza wa Jal concludes this beautiful surah by saying, هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Are not the disbelievers paid fully for what they used to do? This is a rhetorical question again. And it's a threat to the disbelievers, to the wrongdoers, to the sinners, that this will happen to you. And Allah does not say a lie. You don't believe me? Believe the Quran. You don't believe the Quran? Put it through the acid test. Scrutinize it. Analyze it. Compare it to any other scripture. And you will find that nothing comes close to it. Because it is the word of Allah that has been preserved in the original text, in the living language of Arabic that people use today. Unlike any other scripture, whether it's in Hebrew or Aramaic or any other language, you don't have the original text. No one can say, this is the original text. You can compare it to other texts. Everyone has his original text. Though it's the same religion, they'll find thousands and thousands of different versions, different totally. One says right, the other says left. The Quran doesn't have this. It's one version. It's one scripture. It's preserved in the chests of millions of Muslims. If you annihilate all copies of Quran written and in soft copy today, tomorrow it will be reproduced from memory. Not a single letter can be changed, because Allah has preserved it and has pledged to preserve it. So make your homework. If you find that this book is truth, then know that this is what will happen to you on the day of judgment. Allah says, are not the disbelievers paid fully for what they used to do? And by Allah, they have been. What we learn from these beautiful verses that we have gone through, one, Allah Azza wa Jal is making an example of what will happen to the sinners on the day of judgment. Today, while you are on earth, you have a choice. You have a choice to go to work or stay home. You have a choice to open the Quran and read in it, and maybe Allah would throw light in your heart and you will accept Islam, or just keep on living like you used to live, go to your nightclubs, enjoy life, anticipate and wait for your death, once it comes, this is what's going to happen to you. Allah Azza wa Jal is also telling us about the hardship that the believers face from the disbelievers. And this was the case in Mecca. 13 years the Prophet ﷺ was ordered not to retaliate, not to fight back. And that is why the disbelievers, the idol worshippers, used to torture his companions, whether rich or poor. And they used to do horrendous acts, to the extent that the Prophet ﷺ allowed his companions to travel to Abyssinia, to migrate and leave their country, leave their wealth, leave everything, and go to Abyssinia, twice. And then he was ordered to migrate to Medina. And we know all the suffering, the killing, the fights, etc. So Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us about the hardship that they had gone through. And this will continue. This will happen to you as a Muslim. When you travel from one country to the other, you have to be screened. They have to put you for 2 or 3 hours, look into your laptop, into your all these inhumane actions. Even if you're from the same country, it's your country. But just because you're a Muslim, they have to do this. They have to make fun of you. And this shows you their democracy. Allah Azza wa Jal has portrayed to us, as if we can see it, what will happen to the believers and to the sinners and the disbelievers in paradise and in hell. Clear description. And as they say, al-jaza'u min jinsin amal. The punishment or reward is relative to the actions. So if you make fun, you will be made fun of. If you do well, you will be rewarded for what you had done. And finally, we learn from these ayat how Allah Azza wa Jal honors those who are close to Him, and how Allah humiliates His enemy, those who made fun of His close servants. With this, we come to the conclusion of Surah Al-Mutaffifin. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.